Turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Gordon Basham in with us this morning. Partly cloudy now and 25 degrees. The average price of regular grade gasoline has dropped 22 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.51 nationwide, dropped 40 cents in the past 3 months. Industry analyst Shelby Lundberg explains why.
Gasoline prices have been following crude oil prices down. They always do long term and nearly always short term as well.
The lowest average is price is $1.91 in Tulsa. Highest average gas price in the nation, $3.58 in the San Francisco Bay Area.
A theater owner from Tulsa has agreed to take over Wichita's Starlight Drive-In. The deal comes about 3 months after it was announced that the drive-in was closing due to declining attendance. Blake Smith tells KSN News he's thrilled about taking over the operation, but it still will take the community to keep it up and running.
People are going to have to continue to support it. I mean, that is one thing. We've got to do our part. And, you know, if everybody that lived in the Wichita area would come to the drive-in once a year, we're golden.
The Wichita City Council will consider loaning the Starlight $200,000 to help buy new digital projectors. The drive-in is expected to reopen in late February or March.
A traffic accident early Saturday morning in West Wichita claimed the life of a Newton woman. The crash happened on the northbound exit ramp of I-235 to Central Avenue. Kansas Highway Patrol says 47-year-old Mariko Bonds was exiting 235 onto Central when, for an unknown reason, the vehicle left the roadway and entered the east ditch. The vehicle then struck a concrete KDOT drain at Central. Bonds was taken to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. A female passenger in the vehicle, 24-year-old Kelsey Hanna, was also taken to a local hospital. She later died from her injuries. Troopers at the scene say Hanna was not wearing her seatbelt at the time of the crash.
Kansas' new Democratic governor promises not to raise taxes to meet her goals of boosting spending on public schools and social services.
Republicans who control the legislature argue that a tax increase is coming, even if state politicians do nothing. One of the first big political fights Governor-elect Laura Kelly faces upon taking office in January will be over cutting income taxes. The state is receiving a revenue windfall thanks to changes in the federal tax code at the end of 2017. The debate over tax cuts has persisted for most of this decade. Since then, Governor Sam Brown backs income tax cuts in 2012 and 2013 caused budget shortfalls. Lawmakers rolled back most of the cuts in the last session, and Kelly built her campaign on a pledge that Kansas wouldn't repeat it. She wants to stabilize the budget before considering new tax changes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police in Winfield are asking for the public's help as they continue looking for two men in connection with a shooting Friday afternoon.
KSN News reports the incident happened around 2:30 at the Canterbury Village Apartments on East 12th Street. A man was taken to a Wichita hospital where his recovery continues. The suspects are described as two black men. One was last seen wearing a white hoodie with red sweatpants and a gold back. The other was wearing a gray hoodie and sweatpants with a fuzzy hat. Officials say at least one of the men is considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information about the whereabouts of the suspects, call Winfield Police. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Some areas of the southeastern U.S. have seen up to a foot of snow, and thousands are without power. Fox's Brian Yanis reports from Asheville, North Carolina.
The North Carolina Department Highway Patrol says that there were some 509 collisions on the road in just the last 12 hours, mostly due to speed. It's not just snow, it's the ice, it's the sleet. People think those roads are wet when it's really ice on those roads. Not just the roads, though. Those are treacherous. The plows are out, some 2,400 plows clearing the way. They want people to stay off the roads. But there's also the power situation. 156,000 customers in North Carolina are without power. Some 75,000 customers in South Carolina are without power because of this storm, and they expect it could be upwards of 500,000.
Airlines canceled more than 1,000 flights due to the storm.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on a Monday morning. Steve at 10 in the morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning you are going to have to scrape if you parked outside. However, other than being fairly cold out there right now, the traffic conditions are looking fairly good at the moment. And those gasoline prices in the Wichita area, $1.87 a gallon today. So not so bad. $1.87, at least we haven't seen a gigantic 20-cent jump in the gasoline prices. We haven't seen that for quite a while. Traffic update from KNSS Radio.
Nice scrape.
I'm Chad Chambers.
Nice scrape. Did you scrape, Gordon?
I did not scrape.
That's because your limo's parked in the garage.
Exactly right.
Take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and chilly start to the work week across south central Kansas, we should be near 40 degrees by noontime, sunny and 45 later on this afternoon. Mostly clear overnight, our low 28, and then clouding up and breezy tomorrow, Tuesday's high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 25 degrees. We do have a north wind at 7 miles per hour. Had a mostly sunny Sunday. Wichita's high temperature, 48 degrees. Probably the best day of the week to get out, and I failed to get out to run yesterday. Normal high is 45. Today is the 10th of December on this date in 2007. Gordon, remember the big ice storm?
I do.
Moderate to heavy freezing rain coated nearly all of the state with 1 to 2 inches of ice. Some areas 2 to 4 inches of glaze, and that's terrible. Around 260,000 people lost power. Many of them were in the dark for up to 2 weeks. Damage to the electrical infrastructure was around $136 million, the costliest in Kansas history. Of this total, $37.5 million damage assessed in Reno County alone. Around 2,000 power poles, 7,900 spans of conductor destroyed. There were no fatalities. And I was going through, I had my camera out. I have a camcorder that I've had for several years. It still runs on those little cassettes.
Right.
And I drug it out yesterday or the other day to show the kids some stuff, and I found my video of that looking around, panning around my neighborhood.
Wow.
In 2007. Yeah, that was an ugly storm.
It was.
No doubt about it. On this date in 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt became the first American to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for helping to mediate an end to the Russo-Japanese War. Now, Theodore Roosevelt was a man who, all of his entire life, wanted to be in combat.
And he couldn't. Yeah.
And he finally got into in the Spanish-American War with the Rough Riders.
Yep.
Got into it, and he shot a couple of Cubans. he was real proud of that. So, but anyway, and here in this sense, he negotiated, helped to mediate an end to the Russo-Japanese War.
He was a commissioner of the New York Police Department.
He was. Yeah. He used to go around town and
knock heads
at night and see what people were up to. It's got fascinating. One of the most fascinating people in our history, Theodore Roosevelt. It's the end for Uranus. I didn't mean that personally.
I'm leaving now.
The Uranus Examiner, that is.
Ah.
The small Missouri newspaper whose name made it the butt of jokes is closing because it's name apparently attracted more chuckles and groans than ad dollars.
Wonder why that would be.
The paper put out just 5 editions since September. The final one was this past Friday. In a statement put on Facebook, the paper's managing editor and owner-publisher blame a judgmental fuddy-duddy squad for the Examiner's demise. They said many people supported the paper, but banks declined to loan it money, and many businesses wouldn't run ads in it. Uranus, the town in this case, is an unincorporated tourist spot along Route 66. Would it be Uranus or Uranus?
Well,
either way is bad.
Either way.
Uranus is known for quirky attractions, including a fudge shop.
Oh, no.
And the world's largest belt buckle.
Now I can sleep better at night knowing that. Thank you so much.
We have to get over to Uranus. Just to take a look at it, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. On the way.
Oh, well. So the newspaper couldn't attract any ad dollars. Well, anyway. Okay, starting off our Monday on a fairly...
You guys could do a live show from there. Steve and Ted, live from
Uranus.
Yeah. God.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's move on, okay? Friday... You weren't here Friday. Were you here Friday, Gordon?
I was, yes.
Yeah, after you left, and Jad left, too. I was in there in the other studio there, you know, formulating my news updates for the rest of the day and
right.
Being my industrious self,
updating
the webpage.
A good reporter.
Doing all the things that please our management. And all of a sudden, this big noise goes off. And really irritating. Beep, beep. So I sat in there and I thought, oh, I don't care. Kept working. And a few minutes later, here comes our manager, Jackie Wise, and pokes her head in the door and says, That is a fire alarm, and it is for real. This is not a rehearsal.
Wow.
So we all left and went outside in the cold for, I don't know, about 10, seemed like 10 or 15 minutes. Well, they had somebody was working in another part of the building, and a workman, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
They are always doing something, and they tripped the alarm or whatever, and here came the fire department. They looked at it. Once they got here and once that battalion chief got on the scene, I don't think it took them even 3 or 4 minutes to say, nothing, let's get them back inside. But you know how that goes when you have a fire alarm, it's a high-rise building.
Yeah.
If there were really much to it, they would have sent the troops, which would be every fire truck in the world.
Yeah, all the way from
Topeka
down to Oklahoma City.
It was just really kind of an odor in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then I smelled it, and I thought, smells like victory. I don't know what it was. It
smells like sushi.
No, but it wasn't like a human odor or anything like that. It was just some industrial odor. But anyway, it was kind of exciting. I've never been in a fire drill, really, since high school.
Yeah, sure.
Over at West, I think they did one while I was there in 3 years. They did a fire drill. Everybody left the building and didn't come back.
Well, there's your explanation right there.
We all went somewhere else that day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You've been in a building fire.
Yeah, we had a fire at the old building. We were there, and we were on the air. The thing was burning up. Water. We used to have a leaky roof that would leak the water right down on the consoles out there in the hall with all the equipment heads. What do you call them?
The stacks, yeah.
The stack.
Right. Yeah, the rack-mounted electronics. Yeah.
Sparks and flames.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that building was a hoot.
Yeah, there was
they never did get that roof right over there.
No, there was another one where it was leaking into a light fixture.
Yeah,
and so it was leaking
that's the one
into
I remember.
Yeah. It was also leaking into the fluorescent light fixture, and that caught on fire.
Who could have imagined something like that happening?
No, really. All right, well, 6:18 now with Steve and Ted. It is time for Leadoff Sports, and this morning we've got Gordon Basham is on the sports desk for Ted. And I got to guess that you may want to talk about that football game. It was one of the wildest football games I've ever heard of.
Holy cow.
The Chiefs, yeah.
Heart Attack City. Well, a high-powered offense of the Chiefs faced one of the NFL's best defenses yesterday at Arrowhead. And at the end of the second half, the game was tied 24 each. Well, the Chiefs got the ball first in overtime, and they managed a field goal, meaning the Ravens got another drive for a chance to score a touchdown for the win. That didn't happen, and you heard it here on 98.7 and 1330, Mitch Holtis with a call.
The Chiefs hold, they win. 27-24 Chiefs in the OT. 1:39 to go. 4th and 22. Chiefs with pressure on Robert Griffin III. He throws it up for grabs. It's incomplete. Knocked away. Incomplete. The Ravens want a penalty. They will not get it. And the Chiefs have won in overtime. 27-24.
Head coach Andy Reid says it was a big win, but at this level, they're all big wins or losses.
Yeah, well, listen, when you're a good football team, every week ends up being the playoff. Every game, you're going to get the team's best shot. This is a good football team that John has right here, a real good football team. And so we got their best shot right there. And that's not going to be any different than next week and as the season finishes up here. So we've got to be ready. And it doesn't matter if it's 4 days rest, 2 days, it doesn't matter. Where we play, anywhere else, so we got to be ready.
And it's a short turnaround for the Chiefs. They host the Los Angeles Chargers Thursday night.
Quick note.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty casual football fan. Although I followed the Chiefs and have for several years, but the football gets, when you get down to playoff time, it gets better.
It does.
The money's on the line, and here they go. So
yeah.
This is going to be fun.
It is. Definitely. All right. Well, the Wichita Park Board will vote to decide the future of McDonald Golf Course at 3 o'clock today at City Hall. In a release, the city says the public is welcome to attend. The board could choose a bid to sell the course or could decide to keep it as part of the municipal golf system. Park Board says it remains committed to keeping McDonald accessible to the public, and if the board decides to sell, it would require a clause in the sales agreement that maintains the land for public use. Well, a great weekend for the Wichita Thunder. 3 home games against the Rapid City Rush and 3 wins for the Thunder. 5-1 win on Friday night, 4-1 on Saturday, and 2-0 on Sunday afternoon. Great goaltending, by the way, by Stuart Skinner, earning the second shutout of his professional career. No midweek games for the Thunder since they start a weekend road trip Friday night in Indiana, facing the Fort Wayne Comets. WSU basketball coaches show tonight. First up is head coach Greg Marshall. at the Shocker men coming off a big loss to OU on Saturday in Oklahoma City, 80-49. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, Women's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Keitha Allen. The Shockers ladies losing at home to Creighton on Saturday, 83-71. NFL Monday Night Football tonight on KFH, 1240 AM and 98.7 FM. It's the Minnesota Vikings traveling to Seattle to face the Seahawks. Pre-game starts at 6:30. And that's sports.
I'm sorry, I was just still thinking about that town of Missouri. 6:21 with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starn. He's going to talk about a Democrat defining Republican voting. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.